der zentralen Position. Los, Franz, hat er noch Vorsicht. Dann ist es Kleinhoff, der ist im Strafraum.
Welcome to the German Fußball Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Fjortoft. And as we all know by now, Julian Nagelsmann has been fired by Bayern Munich, and in comes Thomas Tuchel. Now, on Thursday, Bild report, Fabrizio Romano report, Tobi Altschef, what have you, they report Julian Nagelsmann has been fired from Bayern. Shock to us all, I can imagine. Now, Julian Nagelsmann is confronted with this by a Bild journalist who's surprised and he doesn't know anything of it. On Friday, however, it's confirmed by Bayern, Julian Nagelsmann has been fired. Thomas Tuchel comes in on a contract to 30th of June, 2025. Now, before I send you over to Christian Falk, let's just get some facts straight. Bayern are 1 point behind Dortmund in the Bundesliga. On our last episode, we spoke with Rafa Honigstein, in which we discussed, is it due to Dortmund's fantastic season, or is it a lack of form, a dip in form from Bayern Munich? In which he said it was the latter. Bayern have not been strong enough this season. However, in the Champions League, Julian Nagelsmann and Bayern have won 8 out of 8 games. They play the likes of an Inter, Barcelona, PSG, two dominant displays. And it wasn't long ago in which we were singing Julian Nagelsmann's praises for getting it right. However, the Bundesliga form has not been good enough. Even though a President Heiner reporting only 4 days ago that they surely had Nagelsmann in their plans for the long term. But let's hear from the Bayern insider, Christian Falk, about why exactly Julian Nagelsmann has been fired by Bayern Munich.
Hello, Jan and Marcus, and greetings to the German Football Podcast. Yes, Julian Nagelsmann is fired. We heard it at 10 minutes to 9 last evening. And yes, the problem was we tried to reach Julian Nagelsmann and his management, and they didn't know it. So it was hard to get the information back, but at least we got it. And yes, it's a little bit surprising that it's so early, but the case was Bayern Munich wanted Thomas Tuchel so much, and they were afraid that he will sign in Tottenham or Real Madrid. And so they couldn't wait till the end of the season and get Julian Nagelsmann another chance. So they did it now, because twice they tried to get Tuchel, once in 2017 and once in 2018, but it never worked. And now they saw that they can get him, because Julian Nagelsmann made it very, very well in Champions League. But in Bundesliga, he always made mistakes, I have to say it. And he was not better than Niko Kovac. And Niko Kovac, he was also manager at Bayern Munich and was sacked when he was winning the double, what means championship and the cup. So you see, it's not enough to win at Bayern Munich. You have to do better than that. So now we're looking forward what Thomas Tuchel can do with Bayern Munich. We saw at Chelsea that in a few months he could win the Champions League. Bayern Munich is in the Champions League. Bayern Munich is in the Cup, and Bayern Munich is in the Championship. Perhaps the treble is possible. We will see if Thomas Tuchel will make it.
That was Christian Falk reporting on the latest happenings at Bayern Munich. And as he touched upon towards the end there, Niko Kovac, he won the double in his first season at Bayern. Fired the following season after losing 5-1 to Eintracht Frankfurt. But even still, it was a manner in which you had to win at Bayern. Simply winning is not good enough. Now, Julian Nagelsmann has been criticized for being perhaps too experimental, not having a set team approach, 3 in the back, 4 in the back, what have you. But also in terms of the power struggles, in a way. Not losing the dressing room, but not winning the dressing room either. And as Dad reported on a few episodes ago, 2 months ago, in terms of Julian Nagelsmann shouldn't take that, his managerial position, as a guarantee. You had Manuel Neuer coming back from the World Cup break, coming through a ski injury, out for an indefinite amount of time. Then Julian Nagelsmann replaces the goalkeeper coach, Topalovic, one of Manuel Neuer's best friends, with one of his own staff. Then Thomas Müller is in and out of the team. Then you got a Joshua Kimmich, who's become more of a captain, so to speak. And Julian Nagelsmann had an eye towards reshifting the player personnel going into the summer as well. But to report more on that, we have Dad from Valencia in terms of how those power dynamics actually developed and why it turned out to be so.
To understand the German Bundesliga dressing rooms, you have to understand all the people who are in and around the club. In England, it's more or less the manager who is at every press conference, who is more or less the only speaking to the press. But in Germany, you have the manager, you have the head of sport, then you have the sport director, maybe in another kind of role, and then you have a team manager, then you have a president of the club, and then you have a president of the board's kind of board. You have so many people, that's my point. And at Bayern, it's really more than anyone, because you have the profile in Uli Hoeneß, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, who doesn't have any, they don't have any defined role at the club, but they're still active in the media. They're doing all their interviews, and they tell me Karl-Heinz Rummenigge got his own press person who kind of do all the things, and he doesn't have a role. So of course they have power at the club. Uli Hoeneß built that club. He did that since he was 27, and then it's hard to let go. And they say he got an office at the club, and he's there more or less every day, which I think that everybody who builds up something is hard to let it go. Meaning that Bayern Munich are based in Sebenerstrasse in Munich. They have a good academy. I mean, I say good because the training pitches and a new pitch in England are maybe more spectacular. But Sebenerstrasse got a tradition. They got a lot of things happening there. So when you go there, there is a lot of people around, because remember, in Germany, sometimes the trainings are open for the crowd, and you have all the different media houses waiting outside, have their own correspondents who will be there every day, being Sky, being other papers, or being Bild-Zeitung, of course, Kicker. And then a part of Bild-Zeitung is also Sportbild, who is out every Wednesday, Kicker twice a week, Monday and Thursday. And to make it even more complicated, every media house has a mole in the group. What is that? What does that mean? Well, they've always think that they will get out of the dressing room. Just some weeks ago now, Bild-Zeitung, two of the best there, Christian Falk and Toby Altschef, they suddenly had a copy, or being the original, of the training that Julian Nagelsmann did before a game. I guess it was the Bochum game, if I'm not wrong. So they talked to Nagelsmann about this, and Nagelsmann, of course, take it easy at the beginning, and then he loses it a bit. And I will recommend the podcast, The Bayern Insider, by Christian Falk. It is a great one to listen to. And the thing is that if you have a mole in there, it's quite hard, because it's so easy to make a conflict out of it, because they can say whatever they want. They know everything about fights or different camps in a dressing room. And in Germany, I went from England to Germany when I was around 31, 32. And I was surprised that within England, there was one for all for one, quite clear. Germany as well, great attitude, but you have more camps. You have more kind of different teams in the team. So at Bayern, I said it, and I got it on tape. I said it on ESPN, and I also said it here on the German Fußball podcast, that it would be a problem for Julian Nagelsmann the way he treated Manuel Neuer. First, Manuel Neuer, after World Cup, goes skiing, out for the rest of the season. Unbelievable bad behavior from him. You shouldn't do that. That's not professional. But the way thing then happened, Tapalovic, the goalkeeping coach, a friend of Manuel Neuer, fired. Manuel Neuer not getting the support that he needed in public. I'm not saying right or wrong, I'm just saying that's how it is. The consequences is, of course, that Julian Nagelsmann then brings in his goalkeeping coach that he used in Hoffenheim, meaning that he was like the the guy who did that to Neuer, who did that to his goalkeeper friend, Tapalovic. And I said at the time that that will be a problem when the goings get tough. Because when the goings get tough, you need to have the support of the older players, the more experienced players. And I think that is especially very important for Julian Nagelsmann, that is a very young coach. He's been around for 7-8 years, but still, is he 35? 35 years of age. He's a young coach. He's nearly the same age as a Thomas Müller and Manuel Neuer. They're more or less, they could go to school together. And then there was in the public that Julian Nagelsmann wanted to make Kimmich, Joshua Kimmich, the kind of strong man. You just understood that things, if things were going bad, he will never have, what shall I say, the support of the decision makers in a dress room. Is that right that things are like this? No, it's just a practical thing. And it's been like by this, by Bayern all the time. Because the players always have, this is tradition at Bayern, they will go to the management and say what's going on. I don't think he lost the dressing room, but he didn't win the dressing room. I think that is the fair way to say it. And as Falk and Alchev say, he would have been fired after the PSG game if they didn't do well in the Champions League. But they have done well in the Champions League, winning 8 out of 8. So now, after that game in Leverkusen, they lost that game 2-1, and they were hopeless for 80 minutes. And Dortmund in 2023, they have taken 10 points now on Bayern. And now coming up their Clásica, now coming up the games against Manchester City in the Champions League. Well, the season will be decided because everybody expects them to win the Bundesliga. And still there is a chance that that won't happen. So the Bayern management and President Heine, he said on Monday, Julian Nagelsmann is doing a great job for this club. We plan long term with him. There is no chance that he will not be our future manager. So that is 3 days before they fire him. So either Heine has no clue what's happening, or he is one of the best liars in Germany. So Julian Nagelsmann got told before, as I'm speaking now on a Friday, there's nothing in the public, but we know that the media, being Bild-Zeitung, knew about him being fired before Julian Nagelsmann knew that by himself. So they called up his team, Bild-Zeitung, they talked to him, talked to his staff, and they said, well, we just have to see what's going on. So today I saw he came back from it. He was on a short holiday doing a bit skiing. Skiing is not the big thing that you should do in Germany, especially in Bayern. Something will always happen, being injured, Manuel Neuer, or being fired, Julian Nagelsmann. So Monday, Thomas Tuchel is supposed to be the coach. We'll talk more about Tuchel later. As you know, I'm a big fan of Thomas Tuchel. He took over Chelsea in the middle of the season, made him Champions League winner. And now there's been a big revenge for Pep Guardiola. It will be a repeat of that Champions League final between Manchester City and Chelsea. And now Thomas Tuchel's first decisive big games are against his former club, Dortmund, and then Manchester City. So the players at Bayern Munich got power, but I don't think that they pushed him out this time. I think that is the management seeing that Julian Nagelsmann didn't have it 100% what it took to be a Bayern coach. Bayern coach is not only about training, it's not only about picking the right team, it's all about also understand the politics in and around the club. And there was a lot of things going against him in terms of 3 draws in a row they had in 2023. That is a crisis in Bayern. And then you have all these kind of things said about him, that he was too youngish and everything, that I think is ridiculous to talk about. But is that just made a case against him quite easier? Then he started dating a Bild-Zeit journalist. Does it matter? Of course not. Everybody should be with anyone. But you understand how the atmosphere building up at the football club like Bayern Munich. So today in Sebener Straße, Salihamidzic, Oliver Kahn, President Heiner, all there Rummenigge, Hoeneß, not far away either. And today they have to make a strategy. I guess it didn't go after plan after Bild-Zeitung confirmed that he was fired. Now they have to have a look at plan B. And Monday, Thomas Tuchel will be the trainer for the players who are there, who is not on the way with the national team. And he will always be, also be on pitch side when they play his former club, Borussia Dortmund.
And that was Dad reporting from sunny-ish Valencia. And Thomas Tuchel is coming in now to replace Julian Nagelsmann. And if we look ahead to these next few games, let's see. So the Klassiker after the international break against Dortmund, its significance cannot be understated. They are 1 point behind Dortmund. If they lose, they're going to draw. Even still, it's not good enough. They're there to raise the standards of Bayern Munich and not only win, but win in a dominant fashion. Then you have Freiburg in the cup and you have Freiburg away in the Bundesliga. Freiburg have not lost at home in the Bundesliga since Dortmund in August. That's their only loss at home in the Bundesliga so far this season. They're also undefeated in 7 games in the Bundesliga. Then follows the doubleheader against Manchester City in the Champions League. Two of the biggest favorites, Tuchel against Guardiola, a repeat of the Champions League final between Chelsea and Manchester City. Bayern will, of course, hope that Thomas Tuchel does the same with Bayern as he did with Chelsea. He also took Paris Saint-Germain to a Champions League final. Perhaps the most coherent team, emphasis on the team, that we've seen from PSG over these last few seasons as well. But even still, big gamble from the Bayern board. These are the games that Thomas Tuchel has been brought in to win, to bring the glory that every Bayern fan is hoping for. Julian Nagelsmann will feel hard done by. He will feel that his track record in Champions League has shown that they can compete with the very best, as proven by the recent displays against Paris Saint-Germain. But the Bayern leadership have concluded that they don't have trust in him anymore. That's as simple as that. And out he goes, and the rumors will now, of course, be connecting him to all sorts of clubs, both in England and in other places. But let's see, and follow the German Bundesliga and the German Fußball podcast for any other latest news and insights. And we will be reflecting more on that with our friends, experts, to hear where this leads for Bayern as we look ahead to their Klassiker following the international break. For now, thank you.